Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 16, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. I'm the Father, again, we stand before you. Thank you for the many blessings. Thank you for all the blessings of all the blessings of the Father. Yes, this blessing, in your name, all your blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the Gulf Coast RV Park pavement repair invitation. Item B is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for the commercial lease for Hangar 5 at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That project's not funded by an AIP grant, so that doesn't need to be amended. Okay, item C is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for the electrical vault replacement at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That's a project funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 30. Item D is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for taxiway D reconstruction at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That project is funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 30. Item E is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for runway safety area grading at Jack Brooks Regional Airport, also funded by Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 30 from the FAA. Item F is to approve specifications for invitation for bids for runway 16-34 rehabilitation at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. That is also funded by FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 30. Item G is to consider and approve an agreement with Jefferson County and Griffith Mosley Johnson Associates for grant administration services for Texas Department of Agriculture's Community Development Block Grant Program for the Cheek Phase 4 sewer project in accordance with request for qualifications for grant administration and management for Jefferson County. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with fire troll protection systems for a second additional one-year renewal from June 30th, 2014 to June 29th, 2015. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with Crowder Gulf and DRC Emergency Services for a fourth additional one-year renewal from July 30th, 2014 to July 29th, 2015. Item J is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number one for the rebid of Jefferson County Drainage District number six, Main B ditch diversion with MK Constructors for an increase of $18,885 to add structural fill, electrical modifications, and overshot gate motor actuators, bringing the contract total up to $2,979,920, and it will increase the completion date to 210 days, and that's a project that's funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the General Land Office from Hurricane Ike. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved. Been moved?
Second.
And seconded. Discussion?
That's entitled rebid because the final contract amount was a rebid of the original contract. The change order is for $18,885, and that's within the amount that the court left them to work with for change orders.
I think we left $88,000.
We left $98,000, and this will come out of that we left them for change orders.
And after this change order, the remainder of the money that is left in there for change orders is supposed to be swept into the Port Arthur Health Facility account.
That's great. This did not affect the amount of money that we've been counting on. We left them a little buffer for change orders, and this is coming out of that amount of money.
Right. Also, as far as that, that's no participation from DD7 on this amount, is it?
No, sir.
Okay, because I know they agreed to possible participation if it exceeds a certain amount.
Yes.
We had a meeting with Susan Stover here about a week and a half ago, and we told her to go ahead and sweep that money, and that any other change orders going forward would have to be paid for by DD7.
Judge, I have a question on number A, and it may have been a prior meeting that I missed, but is that negotiations on that contract still pending?
This is just to receive bids. We are still negotiating on that.
Because this was kind of an item of negotiations, right?
Right.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
We're not awarding any of the bids. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 3 for office supplies in the amount of $800. Item B is consider and approve a budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost of road materials in the amount of $9,400. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 394738 through 395024. And Ms. Guidry, if you'd note that on item B, that's a correction from $13,186. That's going down to $9,400. And the last line under asphalt for $3,786 is being stricken.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve the amended resolution regarding the purchase of service firearms by retired county peace officers pursuant to Chapter 613-002, 614-051, and 614-053 of the Texas Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. The only thing in this amended order is just to clear up that you can only buy one firearm. Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasury, item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for May 2014, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is consider and possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank N.A. for the funds of Jefferson County and Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Fund. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I see, Mr. Funches, that our weighted average yield is up to about 89 basis points, which is about three times better than we were doing a year and a half ago, but still less than 1%, so.
Well, hang in there, because I think I'm going to hit 1% before the year's out, so, which overnight funds are 0.18, so we're picking up a good 80, 90, almost 100 basis points on what we got invested. So putting our money to good use as it's been entrusted to us, so trying to maximize our earnings but yet not expose us to any risk. But it looks like I've taken advantage of a couple of spikes in the market, if you watch them closely. So we've been able to hit 1% almost consistently, 1.05, when I just invested at 1.10. So we're continuing to make money. So
who'd have ever thought we'd be excited about getting 1%? But it's not worth going out on the yield curve very far because you don't pick up any additional income. So anyway, thank you very much. Under District Attorney, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve an authorized retired criminal district attorney investigator purchase service handgun issued to him as a peace officer for the amount of $200 pursuant to resolution of Commissioner's Court. That's for Officer Stephen Thrower. Item B is consider and possibly approve an authorized retired criminal district attorney investigator Steve Wiggins to purchase the service handgun issued to him as a peace officer for the amount of $250 pursuant to the Commissioner's Court resolution under Chapter 614 of the Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there anything else that needs to be brought to the attention of the public without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Did you say you were retiring?
I just saw that. She Lona just showed it to me. I can't believe